The following program does not necessarily represent the views and opinions of Reality Radio 101, its advertisers and sponsors, or its listening audience. Listener discretion is advised.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, oh, oh.
Welcome to The Barrington Show with your host, Barrington, right here on Reality Radio 101. Join our path to enlightenment with our guidance to living at your best with a path to a higher consciousness. To get on board, send us an email right now. Our email address is instudio101@gmail.com. And now, right to your host of The Barrington Show, Barrington.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to today's episode of The Barrington Show. Thank you for joining us, and we're thanking all our listeners from all around the world. Here, we speak about spirituality, and we talk about philosophy. Thank you for joining us, everybody. Special thanks to our new listeners, and very special thanks to the longtime supporters. Thank you for joining The Barrington Show. Welcome home. You're listening to The Barrington, where we raise you to a higher level of consciousness. We ask you to wake up and join us to see yourself, your real self, your higher self. Wake up and realize that you are much more than you know. Just wake up. Wake up to your true self and be more alert. Be more conscious. Just wake up. As we know, every media source you turn on, listen to, or friends you talk to, the first thing that comes out of their mouth or that's pronounced to you is the coronavirus, and we have to talk about it. It's here. And I've said every week on our show, it's a part of our lifestyle now. It is a new world. It is what we're dealing with every day. Some of us are at home, are quarantined, away from our loved ones, extended families, away from the activities that we enjoy. But nevertheless, this too shall pass. You will rise above it. We will rise above it. And a new world will come from this, where we learn to put ourselves in check, and we learn to take care of ourselves, and we learn to be a little bit more responsible to the people that we see every day. We act and play our part of responsibility. In show, we're talking about what we do and what we should be doing as we're going through this pandemic. Remember to keep your social distance. Everybody's talking about that. Remember to wash your hands, you know, stay clean. Just going outside if it's necessary. not hanging out and playing and exposing yourself to all these things. We need this to go away as soon as possible. And the best way to do that is by doing your part. Play your part. Just follow the guidelines that's been laid out for us. And be safe. Definitely be safe. Thank you again. Remember, this too shall pass. Every now and again, as we well know, nature throws this giant broom at us for us to clean up our act, clean up ourselves, learn how we live among other people and how to live our best self. For us to get back on track is a purpose of this cleanup, for us to do a restart, for us to be connected and pay attention, and to realize that we've been living a very privileged life. This is our moment to start over and connect ourselves to other people. Again, thank you. And thank you for joining our show, and you're listening to The Barrington Show. Today, last week rather, we opened that box and we talked about heaven is a state of mind. Well, it was a very good outcome. Everybody called in and they had to say what they had to say. I personally believe it's a state of mind. And if you shift your mind into that direction, you would achieve heaven on earth. I don't think it's a physical place, because I'm confused as how you could get to a physical place without a physical body. And I was told by a good friend of mine who's listening to the show from Texas today that we will get a new body to enter into heaven. And this is good. I didn't know that. I found that out this week. So we will get a new body. So she's stating that it is a physical place. I still disagree, as her and I have disagreed on many topics for the last 20 years. But I still believe that. So I'm saying that if I did offend you by saying what I said about heaven being a state of mind, it wasn't my intent. I was just talking about what I believe. Heaven is a state of mind. Gary, are you there?
I am here.
Okay.
And we do have some emails, so I'll just wait for you. And are you ready for those?
Yes, sir. We'll start with those now.
Okay. Paul writes in from Yonkers, New York, and he says, good afternoon, Barrington. Thank you for doing your show. What do you think about Easter?
Okay. I will address that in a minute. Go ahead.
Okay. And that was from Paul.
Paul.
And then you have Steve writes in. He doesn't say where he's from. He says, hello, Barrington Show. Again, thank you for the show. Everybody's going to thank you, I think, because they're bored. And Steve wants to know, he says, so do you believe in life after death? And I mean life in the physical sense, with a physical body, not just a soul. And that's from Steve. And then you have one more. You have Winnie, who writes in and says, hello, Barrington. I've been listening to you for a long time. I'm from Boston, Massachusetts. I love your show. I love your advice. Thank you for staying healthy. And there you go.
Okay. All righty. So, Winnie, thank you for that from Boston. Thank you for that email. And thanks for the support. We're going to hang in there, and we're going to do as much as we can. We're going to offer you all the advice that I can. But, again, thank you for your support. Steve, the afterlife. I don't know. We don't go anywhere. We rebirth. So when this life ends, another one begins. So if that's what you're meaning by the afterlife, by all means, I'm all for it. When this body, and I've said this on the show many times, when this body gets too old to carry on, or diseased, or broken, we generally lay it down and we get a new one. And we resume. There is no other place over there to live. You're going to come back and you're going to do a circle, and you're going to continue doing the circle until you've done your past your time. You have to do what we call the earth walk You have to spend so much time in this existence to learn what it's like to be human, to get the emotion, to get the feeling, to get the love, to get everything you get while you're in this human body. And when it gets too old, you lay it down, Steve, and you move on. So it's the afterlife. You live in over there? No, you exist and you come through this path to become human being. And it's called rebirth. It's not what I consider another life. When you leave here, you go somewhere else to live another life. I don't believe that for a minute. This is it. You're here. Make the best of it. Do your party in here while you're here. It's when this is over, you're coming back to repeat if you didn't get the lesson to begin with. Thank you for that, Stephen. And Paul from New York, do I believe in Easter? Well, by the way, I must say happy Easter to everybody. It's not what we're used to traditionally, because a lot of us are spending it at home with a smaller group, but it is what it is. So happy Easter to everyone. Paul, do I believe in Easter? Well, it's real, as Christmas is. Do I believe bunnies lay eggs? No. And I think it's the original idea of Easter was to sell a lot of things for people to buy. But the whole idea, going back into the crucifixion and the end of that person's life, it's a celebration. We celebrate it every year because it's been a tradition in our family. Easter is real because we call it Easter. But, you know, this could have been done in December and we could call it Christmas. So I believe it because of the tradition my family follows from doing it. Thank you, Paul. Anything else?
One more from Ray. And Ray says, he says, hello, Barrington. Just tuned in. Happy Easter. And he doesn't say where he's from. And that's it from Ray.
Ray, thank you. Happy Easter again. Okay. The next time anyone is calling in, please let us know where you're calling from. We do this show around the world, and it'd be nice to know where you are when you're listening to the Barrington Show. Thank you again, Ray, for your email. And happy Easter to you and to everyone as well. Thank you. Okay, we're talking about heaven is a state of mind, and I said that was last week's topic, and I didn't want to go into it because some were offended by it. Well, today we're going to talk about being perfect. And I've been telling people this for many, many years. And when I say you're perfect, they say, yeah, whatever. And they disagree. People do. But I remind them that if you believe in this creator that is perfect and you're created by a perfect creator, then you yourself have to be perfect. And we are perfect. We're absolutely perfect. And if you disagree with what I'm saying about being perfect, the question I'm going to ask you, who are you comparing me to? Because I am the perfect Barrington. I don't know that there's another just like me, which makes me perfect, as you are Charmaine or Shannon or Diane or Tom, Dick, or Harry. You're absolutely perfect the way you are. So perfection is what we are. We've come to this world perfect. You have to live your life perfect. And when you leave, you've lived the perfect life, the way it was intended to be. Okay? Anything else?
Nope, we're all clear right now, but I would like to give out the email information.
Folks,
if you're just tuning in, you're listening to The Barrington Show with Barrington. Our email address today is instudio101@gmail.com. That is instudio101@gmail.com. Write us, let us know where you're listening from, if you don't mind. And if you just want to say hello or you have a question for Barrington or a discussion, anything at all, he is here today. So instudio101@gmail.com.
Thank you, Gary. And to the listeners, if you're hearing a little backbeat or a noise, a humming, remember, I'm still doing this show from home and the equipment is not 100%. We're not in a studio right now because of this coronavirus, but we're doing the best that we can. So bear with us. this too shall pass, and hopefully real soon we could get back into a studio and do what we normally do. On the topic of perfection, I want to touch into, if you don't see yourself as perfect, you have to assume that your creator has made a boo-boo. I don't think so, because your creator, the one you believe in, is absolutely perfect. Therefore, you have to assume that this perfect creator created a perfect person or the people. You have to agree or assume that we are perfect because we've come from perfection. And I said it earlier that you believe when you show up here, you're absolutely perfect. You're pure, you're clean, and without influence. So you are perfect coming from the creator. Somewhere along the journey, something happened, and you're starting to think otherwise. Or you may doubt yourself or not believe in who you are, or others may have said something to you that is change your mind or change your way you see yourself or change your way you live. The ego steps in and takes a part of it and it becomes the driver. So without all that, you are absolutely perfect living in this perfect world. You must know that about yourself. Perfection is who you are. And now you have to learn to live accordingly. Because if you're perfect, all your decisions would be accurate. But if you blame it on something else, or if you not believe in that you are this perfect person, then you'll have issues down the road because you've stepped off your path, the path that was intended for you. You need to know that you're perfect and learn to live accordingly. Not in a self-centered way, because a perfect person will not be judgmental to others. A perfect person will not criticize or feel as if they're special among others. We're all in this together. We're all one family. And yes, we were born perfect. We're on the show today with Barrington. We're touching into some topics. We don't always like what I'm talking about. And sometimes we go the distance, trying to explain how we see things from meditation. We encourage people to meditate. We encourage people to look into their higher selves, live this higher level. We encourage people to go out there and experience your best self. The Barrington Show, where we talk about spirituality and we talk about philosophy and we talk about elevating yourself to a higher level of consciousness. You're on with Barrington. Anything else, Gary?
Yes, sir. Sean writes in from Lexington, Kentucky. Happy Easter to you. Love your take again on the show. Hoping that you're staying healthy. And what is your website? That's from Sean. Okay. And then I have one here. It doesn't say where she's from. This is Bonnie. And Bonnie says, Pastor, how do you explain then, a pastor, she thinks you're a pastor. Sorry, Bonnie, but yeah, he does sound like a pastor. Bonnie wants to know, how do you explain Easter for the layperson in what you believe in? We believe as Christians that Christ walked the earth, was crucified, meaning was killed, murdered, and then he rose again 3 days later. That's what our Easter means. What does Easter mean to you? So there you okay. go. There you go, Pastor.
Okay, I'm not a pastor. I don't want to be, not that there's anything wrong with being a pastor, but I'm going to go into answering your question now, Bonnie. If you did a lot of research on how they say Jesus Christ walked on the earth and he was crucified, your words were murdered and all this stuff, that story was told many, many, many years before Jesus walked on the earth. The very same story where he died on the cross and he resurrected 3 days later. And it could be equated to the skies and the stars and, you know, the disappearance and when it was harvest time. That story has been told many times before Jesus Christ was ever mentioned. So how, now that's what I know about that story. If you wanted to research it, if any of the Christians wanted to research it, they can. And see that the Jesus story was told many years, many generations before Jesus Christ. And they're saying that his birth or it was celebrated at the end of December. Well, if you did a lot of the research, you'll also find out that he passed away somewhere in the middle of the year, around June-ish. They needed a celebration. The pagan holiday or the sun god holiday was what was happening at the time that Jesus's birthday was supposed to happen. So there's a lot of information out there if you're willing to look past the box to see where that story originated from. And it's been told in many different cultures that I'm familiar with, in India and all these places. So that story about Jesus has been told for many years before he walked on the earth. Not to disrespect anybody who wants to believe it, Bonnie. Now, my Easter, I get a chance to hang out with my family. I get a chance to have some bun and cheese, and we have great traditions. And when I was very young and didn't have a choice in life, I was fed that story until I got older and realized it is just his story or history. I celebrate Easter for the sake of family ties and bonds and all that stuff, not because I felt that somebody was crucified on the cross. Thank you. And my website for Sean is BarringtonAwaken.com. Sean, I saw you didn't leave a place as to where you're from, but thank you. My website is BarringtonAwaken.com, and you could find me there, and you could find a lot of information there. The YouTube information is there as well, and that's it. Thank you for your email, Sean.
Okay, and Barrington, we have an email from Ty, and he does say he's from Oakville, Ontario. He's got a beef with you, apparently. He says, well, if you don't celebrate Easter for what Easter means, the celebration with your family is very nice, but why wouldn't you just celebrate with them on another day, having drink and food and meeting with them? Why do you celebrate it on Easter if you don't really celebrate the meaning of Easter? And that's from Ty from Oakville.
Okay, Ty, I get that, and you're absolutely right. Why Easter? Because of where we live right now, the infrastructure, we get a holiday on that day, we get some time off on that day, so it's convenient for all of us to group on that day, pretty much the same way we do at Christmas. And if you talk to everybody who's non-Christian believers, they still celebrate the festive season of Christmas because of the time and what they're doing it. They're a lot of, when I followed the Quran, a lot, they don't celebrate Christmas, but they enjoy the winter festive season because of the time. So to answer your question, Ty, thanks for the email. It's convenient. It's really convenient for me to hang out with the family because everybody's off that day today. Everybody's off today. And everybody could get together. And it's been a tradition for many years before I showed up for us to participate in this event. So thank you. Thank you for the email.
Very good. And Adam writes in from Seattle, Washington. Listening to you, you sound fantastic. Love your show. Have a happy Easter and stay healthy. And that's Adam from Seattle, Washington.
Thanks, Adam. And I am staying happy and I'm staying safe. I'm in the house. Like I said, today we're just doing a little family thing and a small group because of what's going on. And I'm sure you're aware of it. We can't really get out there and hang out with the people we want to hang out with. Normally for my family, my extended family, we have a group of 20 on Easter. And that's what we've been doing for many years. It's getting a bit bigger now. So normally what we do, unfortunately, we're all separated now and group is split up and everybody's in their homes doing their little portion of it. But we still say happy Easter to each families and everybody else. And we go to my brother's place and the kids chase around and find eggs and hearts or whatever else you have on Easter. But this time we don't have that luxury. We just have to take it for what it is and stay within our home. But thank you very much, Adam, and I am staying safe.
Okay, folks, you're listening to The Barrington Show, And our email address is instudio101@gmail.com. That's instudio101@gmail.com. Back to you, Barrington.
Thank you, sir. I did answer the question for Sean. He wanted to know the website. I had a feeling that it wasn't really Sean who sent that in, but this is how I do my show. You are listening to The Barrington Show on Reality Radio 101. If you have a minute, you want to pick up a good read. The Barrington Awaken and Ascension Guide is a book that's been out there. You could grab it from Amazon.com. It's available. It's a good read, and it's there. It talks about a lot of what I believe, and the last couple of weeks I'm getting a lot of resistance because I'm saying what I believe about the state of mind, being perfect, not believing in Easter. And I don't know if it's a thing you want to put on the radio right now, because everybody has to believe something. Everybody wants to believe something. I believe you need to believe what is real, what is truth. This is my opinion. Thank you very much. So we're talking about you being perfect, and you need to know that. And I've said this many times, you need to know that if you are perfect, you need to act accordingly. Another thing I wanted to mention today was being home, being slowed down by what we're doing. If you're affected by it, please remember to stay active. Move your body. Get about. Just don't sit around and Netflix and chill with a bag of Cheetos. Be active. Go out if you can, if it's okay to do that in your neighborhood, not necessarily in a group, but go for a walk. Or if you're staying home, practice something. Move your body. Load up on your vitamin D. The body has to stay active. And yes, if you can sneak out for a quick little walk by yourself or with a group of one or two, the family members, I guess, is still okay. But don't get into that big group. Don't cluster into a huge group of people. Just remember to move your body. Give the body some exercise. Turn on the TV or the laptop, whatever you can, and do some yoga. Practice meditation. Load up on vitamin D. But please remember to move the body. Just don't sit there and complain of how slow things are moving. Stay active, everybody, as you stay safe. Anything?
Oh, nope. No emails yet. But folks, we are expecting and want your emails in studio101@gmail.com. That's in studio101@gmail.com.
Okay. I was hoping today I would get some response from people who are telling us that they don't feel perfect. They don't feel as if they're perfect. And I wanted to say, if you're not feeling that and you don't believe that, is because you're comparing you to someone else or something else you may have seen or something else somebody may have said to you. But you are perfect. You're created by that perfect creator. And that person that you're comparing yourself to is not you or is not even like you, because you are an entity that showed up here by yourself, which means you've come and were delivered as a perfect person. Don't compare yourself to anybody else. Don't compare yourself to who you desire to be, because if you wanted to be that person, that rock star, that superstar, you have to put in as much work as that person. And it doesn't come from you sitting in front of your TV and wishing and hoping and praying. It comes from you getting out there and doing it. Just do it. You have to realize that everybody who walks this planet has the same ability as you have. And you need to get on that and work yourself towards it. Don't allow somebody else to take you off your mark or take you off your path and let you feel lesser about yourself. That's who you are. Thank you for listening. So here we go again. The perfect person that's out there who's listening to the show, please understand why I say you're perfect and understand why you need to believe that you're perfect. And by not comparing yourself to the next person beside you, we'll give you that leg up. and your journey towards living the perfect life. That's what we're saying. Thank you very much for joining us. It's Happy Easter. I hope everybody's staying safe. I hope everybody's staying practicing their social distance and not allowing themselves to get caught up. And please, we understand that it's being home for a couple of weeks, maybe a few weeks now, is probably making you a little anxious or a little nervous from all that that's going on. But don't take it personal. This, too, is going to pass. You'll get back onto your regular way. You'll get back onto the regular life. You'll get back onto the life that you had before that. Now, I have to say, our world is changing because of what's happening right now. And when everything else, when it opens up again, it might be a lot different. I wanted to ask you, what is your plan to improve your life? You're going to be more consciously aware and consciously alert of your existence. And you're going to be very mindful of the contacts that you've been having with everybody your entire life. Now you're going to be cautious because the whole world is looking at a way to get rid of this virus. And your part moving forward is going to be very important. How you conduct yourself from here on in, how you interact with other people from here on in. Please be mindful that what's happening here is just a wake-up call for everybody. Just a wake-up call. And please heed that call. Have a plan for what you're planning to do, what you will do after this is over. Be prepared because this will pass and you will have to get back on your track. And you will have to go back to work and mingle with everybody else. Will it be different for you? And how will you act when this passes?
Very good. And Carla writes in, Carla P., and she is from Boulder, Colorado. And she says, Barrington, good advice. I'm actually using this time to learn a new language. I have been reading quite a bit and actually doing some maintenance on the inside of my house. I am not looking at this as a disaster. However, it is getting quite boring now. And that's all she wanted to tell you.
Okay.
And that's it.
Okay, go ahead. Carla, that's excellent. And you're right. It is stretching on. And for a lot of people, they're getting bored because for a lot of us, we've never been home this long. You know, but it is what it is. But, you know, you nailed it in saying learn a new language or play an instrument, do a new dance, you know, practice martial arts. And I've been saying this for a long time. Just do something to keep you active. Look forward to an event for tomorrow because it's not work or it's not the typical it's not the typical routine. But, yeah, learning a new language, awesome. You're challenging the brain to do something new. Learning a new, playing an instrument or practice exercise, martial arts, something. Just keep the body going, keep the mind going. Don't allow it to fall asleep and then you have to drag it out later on when things go back to normal. If it becomes redundant, it's going to be very difficult for you to get up and get going. I was talking to a friend of mine and I was saying that my routine is completely off. And it is because I don't have to wake up at 6 o'clock in the morning anymore right now. But I have to maintain or try to maintain that schedule because when life resumes, I'll have to get back on that same track because that's the one I've been on for many years. And I say this to everyone else. If you're doing that, try to keep the same schedule. Try to get the body used to what it's been used to for a very long time. Because when this changes, adjusting back is going to be difficult. So good for you, Carla. Now you can start in the exterior part of the house. But that's just a joke. Keep yourself busy. Load up on your vitamins, vitamin D, and stay active. Obviously, stay safe.
Very
also,
good.
Carla.
And Emma wrote in right now. I don't know where Emma's from, but thank you for your email. She says, I'm actually taking up yoga right now. I changed my diet a little bit because I was about 30 pounds overweight, so I'm eating more natural. But this yoga that I'm doing right now seems to be helping all my muscles and my mind in this crisis. How long do you think this is going to go on for?
I hope you're asking me how long the crisis is going to go on, Carla, instead of the yoga practice.
I would think that's what she means. I think.
I know. Yeah, I realize that. You know, I've been listening to a lot of the media. Okay, let me address the yoga part first. Awesome thing for you to do. It's very good for your mind, body. Physical yoga is what I consider a mental meditation. So yoga is meditation. So do yoga, and it will align your body. You said you've lost 30 pounds already doing it. It's going to set your body back to where it's supposed to be. Now, if you eat properly and you exercise and rest and drink a lot of liquids, water, your body will go back to where it's supposed to be at. So the yoga stuff is amazing. Sorry. And I tell everybody, do yoga, do some physical exercise, get your body back the way it's supposed to be, and eat healthy foods. Please don't put junk in your body, like you wouldn't put water in your car, in the fuel tank for your vehicle. You want to put what is designed to run that vehicle to its best performance level. So that's that. So I hope you continue doing that. Emma, how long is this going to go on? You know, I hear so many different theories and conspiracy theories and who did what and who said. We don't know. I don't know. Maybe someone does. I don't know. But prepare yourself for it. Keep yourself active. Get used to the new life that you're having now. If you are at home, make yourself keep yourself busy. Go out there. Don't build up all that stress inside so one day you're just going to explode. Keep yourself active. You know, keep yourself busy. Stay safe. Do your yoga. Do your Tai Chi. Do your lessons. Learn how to play the guitar or the piano. You can do all this online. You don't have to be out there mingling with people. Just keep yourself busy. Keep your mind active. This too shall pass. I can't tell you how long. I could guess, but I don't know if it's going to help anybody. But my guess is going to be the same as yours or the next person. Do what you have to do for now and cope with what we're coping with right now. This too shall pass.
Very good.
Okay, Emma, I hope.
Yeah, Grant just wrote in a quick. He's from Saskatoon, he says. He says, happy Easter. Stay in good health. That's basically, I'm trying to see if he, yeah, Saskatoon. He's from Saskatoon, and that's Grant.
Thanks, Grant from Saskatoon. Happy Easter to you, and I hope you're able to spend that time with family, the day with family, and you're having a good Easter. I hope that's working out for you, and this is what we have to do right now. Just kind of hang in there, do the best that we can, and make this work out. Happy Easter to you. Happy Easter to everybody. And thank you very much for listening to The Barrington Show. You're tuned into Radio Reality Radio 101.com. And you're listening to The Barrington Show. We do this every Sunday at 3 p.m. Canadian time, Eastern Standard Time in Canada, where we broadcast to the world. Thank you very much for being a part of our show.
And Janice writes in from Jasper, Alberta, and she says, Barrington, you've mentioned the Quran that you read. Are you a Muslim?
No, I am not. I've been reading. I was at one point. Today, I am not. I've read the majority of the Bibles out there, and I have been doing this for almost 35, maybe 40 years. I've read through a lot of them. I've read through the Gita, the Quran, the Torah, the Holy Bible, and a lot of other smaller religious Buddhist information. I don't tie myself to any one of them. I've been through the practices of the Christian religion. Today, I'm still following the Easter and the Christmas and all these other holidays. the Quran I've been a part of for a very long time. It's been a good part of my life. I found good in all of these books that I've read. I've had this conversation just this week, actually. I found a lot of good in a lot of these books, and they all say the same thing. To thine own self be true and be kind to other people and treat others the way you want to be treated. I am not a Muslim. I respect everybody, and I respect their religious ways and their practices and their views. But every one of those books has something to offer, something of great value to offer. So, okay. So I hope that answered the question for you, but I don't label myself with any one of them. I think I've taken little bits and pieces from all of these great books and have brought it into my life. I was told that if I follow the rules of this book, I'm going to end up in heaven. If I follow the rules of the Quran and follow Allah, I'm going to go to this, and this is going to happen. We're all talking about the same thing, just many different roads leading to that same finale, that final end, I guess. But no, I don't practice any one of them anymore. I practice all of them because they all have good information for everybody in them. So thank you. Thanks for the email. I hope you got your answers from that.
Okay, folks, if you're just tuning in, you are listening to The Barrington Show with your host, Barrington. And Barrington would love your emails right now. If you write in, please let us know where you're writing and listening from. Our email address is instudio101@gmail.com. Back to you, Barrington.
Thank you. That's interesting. I make a lot of references about other books, Christian Bible, and then I make one reference about the Quran, and somebody was asking if I was Muslim. Very interesting. I don't know why that is. Today's topic, we were talking about how perfect I think you were, that you are, all of us, and we want everybody to believe that and live accordingly, because if you're not living your best self, what are you doing? Your moment to exist on this planet is now. You need to wake up. Please wake up and realize that you are here and now. You need to be your best self before you go home. Please don't wait till you end before you try to start the celebration. You're here. Rise up to your highest level of consciousness and have the life that you deserve right now. Right now, because now is all that we've got. We've had people calling in, and I keep being referred back to the life that we're living right now. And yes, we're on lockdown. Yes, it's frustrating. Yes, you don't know what to do with yourself. You're just waiting for the phone to ring, to call somebody, to have a conversation about anything, because you're in a state right now that none of us has been in before. But it's going to pass. My advice to you is to stay active. You know, practice all these things that you've always wanted to practice. Write. I was saying to a friend of mine, you know how to write, start writing. You know, study your instrument. Study a new language. Connect with that person over there. Read information, a lot of history. Read on history. Do something to keep yourself busy. And it's not by sitting in front of the television or the computer watching a show, waiting for the time to pass. Get up and move about and stay active, and definitely load up on your vitamin D. That's definitely where you want to start doing all this stuff. Load up on your vitamin D, stay active, stay safe. This too shall pass.
Very good. John R. Lincoln, Nebraska writes in. He says, good point about reading many books of faith. I think the problem in the world today is when it comes to religion, people really don't understand other people's faith. And that way, it promotes sometimes hatred of other religions or cultures. Good point. Maybe we should all read several books on religion and faith to get over that stigma. And that is from John R. from Lincoln, Nebraska.
You know, John, you are reading my mind. As I was saying that today, I've been doing this for many years and reading a lot of the books. And when I have a conversation with somebody who's diehard, let's just pick someone random, like a Christian person, they will tell you that their way or no way, without this method, you are definitely going to burn up in hell. That's how they say it. And I would always say, what if there's a possibility that it's not true or there's another way? And they are so bent into believing that this is the only way. And they've said this, if you don't follow JC, you're not going to make it. You're going to end up in that horrible place down there called hell. And I would always say, well, what if there is another way? And are you trying to tell me that your group is the only group that's going to make it into heaven? And they will say, yes. Well, the other, I don't know, 6 billion people out here was made to be destroyed. Read what they're saying. Understand what they're saying. Look at it from a different angle. And just to understand, there's a lot of information out there. And all these religious groups are saying that their group is the only one. It sucks to be everybody else. That's what I'm getting from it. I say to them, open the door and look at the entirety of our existence. I had an example of that story I told many weeks ago about the blind people touching the elephants, and they all had their own view as to what this elephant was based on what they're able to feel or expose themselves to because they couldn't see it. And I said, go out there and challenge yourself to see if there's another way. Because just because your parents and your parents' parents' parents told you that this was it, that doesn't make it right or truth. You're an educated person. You're in a new life. Open that door and see if there's... Some of us can, and some of us can't. But if you are able to, you hold it to yourself to see if there's another way. See the entirety of all of it. See the entire elephant, which is what I consider spirituality. You're exposed to all of it. And then you could draw your own conclusion as opposed to inheriting the one that somebody else told you was the way it should be. Create your own confusion. Thank you very much for that email, John. And yeah, I'm liking that because you need to know that you want to tap into this and experience that and just give yourself a chance to see if there's another possibility. Because I don't believe that we should wait till we leave this body to enjoy the party. I don't believe that for a minute. I believe you need to enjoy the party when you realize you're at the party. That's what I believe.
And for that, yeah, thank you for that. Kim wrote in here, and she's from San Jose, California, and she has one word in her subject line and her email, and it just says, amen.
Oh, good. Thank you. Kim from, sorry, Gary.
San Jose, California.
Oh, California, yes. Amen. I'm not a preacher. I've just read a lot of books, and my family would have wanted me to be one, my parents and everybody that I met. But no, I wouldn't even know where to begin to telling these everybody where to live. But amen says it all. You're in agreement with the fact that there's got to be more. There's a lot more to you than you know. There's a lot more to it. Just find out. Find out what it is. You're not breaking any rule. Your Savior probably won't show up tonight and lock you out. Open your mind to accepting the fact that there's a possibility that there could be more. And I've also said that certain groups believe this way. And I was speaking to a friend of mine, and I explained to her what I got from each book. I'm talking about the Quran, the Torah, the Gita, the all the books that I've read, all the Christian books, the Quran, all of them. I've got little bits and pieces from each one, and it does make a lot of sense to the person who's preaching it or practicing it. So yes, amen, Kim. Thank you for that, because we hold it to ourselves to step out there and see what's available for us, what's there.
Very good. We got a couple of more emails. Pam writes in, Pam S., and she's from Texas, I believe. She says, Barrington, wow, thank you for sounding the call to wake up. Can you expand more on the Earth Walk theory? Okay, and let's see. Yep, that's the only one. The other email, sorry, that came in is spam.
Okay.
So that Earth one is Walk. From Pam.
From Texas and Earth Walk.
Correct.
Pam, you have a journey that begins, you know, at day one when you're here, and it'll end wherever your journey ends. I believe, and it's deep, so just hear me out. It's very deep. Your path was already chosen for you by you before you got here. So, assumedly, you should have been a dressmaker, hypothetically speaking, Pam. If you didn't get that opportunity to do that, you're going to have to come back and do it again. If you got knocked off, your body died, whatever the case may be. There's a lot of guides here that helped you to get to your path. You chose before you came here. That information is written in what we call the Akasha Library, which is existing out there. A lot of people know about it, and the meditators understand it. For those who have never heard of it, they're probably saying WTF, you know, but it is out there, Pam. The Earth Walk is what you should be doing. What is your purpose of being here, and how do you execute the plan that you wrote down long before you got here? And how's that possible? I'm going to take a minute to tell you a story of a very famous man. His father bought him a bicycle for Christmas, and he was very proud of it. And he took the bicycle somewhere and left it, and somebody stole the bicycle, and he was so police station to complain, of course, to report and complain about his bicycle being stolen. The police officer said, I'm going to whoop that person's B-U-T-T.
Cassius Clay.
Thank you. Before you could whip that person's butt, you have to learn how to fight. Now, and he did, and he became the world champion. He was one of the greatest, if not the greatest. My point is, his path, did it begin when he got the bicycle for the guy who stole the bicycle, or the police officer he reported it to, who directed him to that championship ring? A lot of things were involved, and we don't know which one, but we saw very well that if he didn't get the bicycle, it wouldn't have been stolen, and he wouldn't have to report it. And you probably would not end up in that ring. But these are the guides that's putting things into your path for you to follow what you wanted to follow. And is it the father who bought the bike, the thief who stole it, the police officer who brought him to the gym, or the trainer that trained him? But they all lined up for him to reach his destination. And that was his Earth Walk.
And that's a wonderful story, and we all know Cassius Clay went on to be Muhammad Ali.
Yes, the story of Muhammad Ali I'm telling. And when I read this many years ago, I thought, well, there's a lot of people in front of him guiding him where he should be going, and none of it was by choice. That thief who stole the bicycle, he wasn't saying, oh, I'm going to take his bike so he could do. No, he was satisfying himself. That was part of the agreement, I believe, that was made to that thief, that person who took the bicycle, to help him to get where he's supposed to go.
Absolutely. And by the way, when Pam wrote in, a couple of things here I want to add from her email. She says she's a first-time listener. That's number one. And number two, a very cute way she signed the end of the email. She said, Charm from Texas. That's sweet. So she said Charm, like charm to you.
Oh, okay.
So I thought that was very unique.
Okay. Charm from Texas.
Charm.
Thanks.
Like charming, right? Charming. Charm from Texas.
Okay. I get it. I know. Okay. I get that. Thank you. Thanks, Miss Pam. Beautiful. Love it. And I hope that story of Muhammad Ali and the way he got to his Earth Walk. He was guided, and we all have guides. I've said this before on our show. You're never alone. You're never alone. The one creator who created you gives you guides. Some people call them angels or whatever, how you label them, they're here to take you to that destination. They're part of your team, and they're wanting you to fulfill what you asked to do before you showed up here on this planet. So, yes, you do have guides. And why do you have guides? Because they know the way, and they will guide you. And please remember that story. Who was the one that put Cassius Clay, Muhammad Ali, on his path? Was it the bicycle father who bought the bicycle, the thief who stole the bicycle, the police who decided he's got to learn how to fight and then brought him to a gym and taught him how to fight? Who was it? Every single one of them was in on the journey that he needed to take. There's more to you. There's a lot more to you. Tap into it. Learn meditation. Learn to be the best you that you can possibly be. Stand up and acknowledge the fact that what you have going today is not the be-all and end-all. There's more. Tap into the more. Thank you very much, Pam, and the Earthwalk from Texas.
Excellent. Mick writes in from Toronto, Ontario. He says, Barrington, you mentioned vitamin D, and that makes sense since we're inside. We're not getting the amount of sun we need. I don't like taking supplements of vitamins. Do you recommend any foods that you know of that are high in vitamin D so I can just eat foods instead of taking any pills? And that's from Mick from Toronto.
Okay, yes. Mick, I don't have a list in front of me. There's a lot of foods out there that's going to be awesome for you for vitamin D. The internet's going to be way better at explaining that to you than me. So what I would recommend you do, go online, vitamin D supplement foods or foods that's high in vitamin D, and do that. You'll get a much better answer than you get from me. And I don't have a list. If I had time to go through it, I could go and pick them out for you. But no, do load up on your vitamin D. It's important, especially where we live up here in Canada, and especially if you're a dark-skinned person or brown, because it takes a lot longer for that vitamin D to get into you from the sun. So you might want to supplement it by food. The pigment in our skin is very thick, and it takes a long time for the sun to get in to give us our daily requirement of vitamin D. If you don't want to take pills or anything like that, yes, do what Nick is doing. Go online, research what's important, load up on your vitamin D, drink a lot of water, stay safe. You're listening to The Barrington Show. We're having a good show today. I'm enjoying it. Thank you for all the emails, the calls, the feedback, and I hope that you're taking this advice as, no pun intended, the gospel, because it is going to impact your life for the rest of your life. Allow yourself to expand, step out of that box that you're in, and see that there's a lot more to you than you've been aware of, that you've been implementing. There's more to you. You need to see that. Step into yourself and find it.
Very good. Oscar writes in, he doesn't say where he's from. I'm looking really quick here. I don't see anything. But Oscar writes in and he says, Barrington, thanks again for the recommendation to read many different books of faith. I've been doing that for years, and my thought process for all religions on the earth has been a lot more positive than what you really see in the media. Happy Easter.
Thank you, Oscar, and absolutely right. First of all, I don't only suggest you read religion and other faiths. What you want to do is understand why that man that you stand next to is so hardened into his faith, and you are so hardened into your faith. Well, you can't both be right, because yours is the best and his is the best, and there's only room at the top for one. What you might want to do is read, study, research, learn how he or she got to that platform. And you might figure out and learn that it's the same road that you're on. You're just at different locations. So you're looking at it through different eyes. Read a lot. Read everything you can. not fiction, because if it's fiction, then it's fiction. But read the things, the history that we've learned. Read everything, expose yourself, and try to understand the other man's culture. Try to understand the other man, a person's culture, the other person's way of life. And you'll understand they are hardened in their belief for the same reason you are hardened in your beliefs is because you're not willing to step out of the box. Meet that fellow halfway and shake his hand and learn what he knows. And you may find out you guys are coming from the same tree because we're all the same family. And one thing you have to understand, the tree over here never criticizes the tree over there saying my fruits are better than yours because they've learned to live as one on this family. That's what you need to do. Step out, read a lot. Thank you, Oscar, for bringing that up. It's important. And yeah, read the religion, study the religion. And you're not better than John Doe. You are John Doe or Jane Doe. That's all I'm saying.
All right. Beautiful. Well, thank you, Barrington. We really appreciate it. And I know everyone here at the station would like to tell you to have a really great Easter the rest of the evening. And thank you again for all your advice to your listeners. We appreciate that as well.
Thank you, sir. Thanks for having us on the air. And thanks to all the audience for participating. Enjoy your Easter. Enjoy your life. We'll talk next week.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
You have been listening to The Barrington Show with your host, Barrington, right here on Reality Radio 101.